This is an invitation to spend 15 minutes with the Bible. This is program number 19 of this series. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher for the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. In a previous program, I was talking about how God saved a man by a storm. And of course, the man is Noah. And the storm is that storm that brought in Noah's flood. And how that it was by this that God was able to spare Noah from the destruction of the earth, or of the world that was on the earth, because of their wickedness. And Noah, being separated then from that sin, came out on a world that had been washed away from its sin. I want to talk about that again and show that the way Noah was saved is a model to how we can be saved. In that program, we pointed out that Noah was saved by grace, because Genesis 6:8 says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But Noah was not saved by grace only. Noah was saved by faith, because Hebrews 11:7 says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Noah was saved by faith, but not faith only. Noah was saved by obedience. It repeatedly tells us in Genesis 6 and 7 that Noah did according to all that God commanded him. But Noah was not saved by obedience only. Now, Noah was saved by water. It tells us very plainly in 1 Peter 3 and verse 20 that 8 souls were saved by water. Noah was one of those 8 souls. But it doesn't tell us he was saved by water only. And that Noah was saved by the ark. We read in Hebrews 11 and verse 7 again, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, not yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the savings of his house." And so he's saved by the ark, but he wasn't saved by the ark only. It took grace, faith, obedience, water, and the ark. All of these things working together in the salvation of Noah. And all these things work together in our salvation also. Let's go over those again. Noah was saved by grace, yes. And we also are saved by grace. Acts 15:11. "It's through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we shall be saved." Romans 3:24. "We are justified freely by his grace." Ephesians 1:7. "We have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Ephesians 2:8. "By grace are ye saved." Oh, we're saved by grace, but we're not saved by grace only. You see, Noah was saved by grace and faith. And we also are saved by grace and faith. Here's some of the things the New Testament teaches about faith. Acts 16:31. "Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Romans 5:1-2. "Therefore, being justified by faith," and by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Ephesians 2:8. "By grace are you saved through faith." And then we read in Hebrews 11:6. "Without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is." Noah saved by grace, and Noah saved by faith, and we are too, but not by grace only, and not by faith only. You see, if we want to enjoy the salvation that God offers us, then we need to be obedient. We're saved by obedience. Listen to Hebrews 11:6. "Without faith, it's impossible to please God." We read that. But it also says, He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now that's our role, to diligently seek God. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. Jesus became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey Him. Romans 1 and verse 5, we read about the obedience of faith. So many times people turn to the book of Romans and go away thinking because of what they've been taught about that book, that Romans teaches that we're saved by grace only, or that we're saved by faith only. But whenever the book of Romans is talking about faith, go back to Romans 1 and verse 5 and see what he's talking about. Paul is writing about the obedience of faith. And in Romans 6, verses 16 through 18, Paul says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness." When? Then. When? When you obeyed. And so obedience is part of God's plan of salvation for man. We can't be saved by obedience only, and neither does obedience somehow earn us a place in heaven. No, we're saved by grace, and we're saved by faith. And we're saved by obedience. But we're also saved by water. And it tells us in 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21 that as Noah and those eight souls were saved by water, well, we're saved by water. Jesus spoke to this in reference to John 3 in verse 5, where he said, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." In Ephesians 5 and verse 26, it says, "He gave himself up for it," that's for the church, "that he might cleanse it and sanctify it by the washing of water with the word." We read in Titus 3 and verse 5, "that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." That is a washing of water. We're not saved by works, but by water, which shows the water doesn't earn us our salvation, but as a part of our obedience, we're going to be baptized into Jesus Christ for that washing of water. Look what Paul was told in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. "Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Now let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3, 20 and 21. It says, "The long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water." Now watch this. "The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth now also save us." Now, he's not saying baptism is the figure. Now, some people say, well, baptism is just an outward sign of an inward grace. It's the figure. But Peter's not saying here that baptism is the figure. He's saying the figure is the flood in the days of Noah. That is wherein eight souls were saved by water. That's the figure of our salvation. How does the flood of Noah figure our salvation by baptism? Well, it's obvious that they both include water. I think it's also interesting to note that they both include an immersion in water. Well, we are buried with him by baptism, and then we come up out of that water. It's not that the water is sprinkled upon us. I know in the days of Noah, the water was sprinkled in that it rained 40 days and 40 nights. But it also says the fountains of the great deep were opened up, and the earth was covered in water over the tops of the highest hills. And so the whole earth is immersed in water. And then being immersed in water as that water washed away, all the sin that was in this world is washed away as well. And Noah stepped out on an earth that had been cleansed of its sin. And so we are to rise and be baptized and wash away sins. I know the power is not in the water, and it's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, as Peter described, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. We read in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and I think it's in verse 5, that we're washed in his blood, the blood of Christ. But the blood of Christ cleanses us from our sin when we're baptized into the water. And then that's how we make that appeal to heaven for our salvation, calling on the name of the Lord. But Noah was also saved by the ark. If he hadn't gotten in the ark, he would have died in the water. You know, the ark there is a type of the church. I know it's easy to say, well, the church doesn't save you. And that's true. It's not by the power of the church that we are saved. It's by the power of God. But don't let that confuse you with the idea that God adds the saved to his church. The church is the called out. Jesus died for our salvation, and he died for his church. In Acts 20 and verse 28, it says, "Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." In Ephesians 5 and verse 25, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. In Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, it says he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And in Ephesians 5, 23, it says he is the Savior of the body. You see, for Noah to be saved, it was necessary for him to enter into and remain in the ark. And God was going to save all that were in the ark. And that's a type of the Lord's church. Because God said he's going to save his church, his body, which is the church. So for us to be saved, we must enter into and remain in the church. I think it's interesting to note that when Noah built the ark, God gave him certain specifications just on how long it would be and how wide it would be and how many floors would be in the ark and where the window would be and there would be but one door. God gives us instructions about his church too. And if we want to enter the church, we want to make sure we're entering the right church. I can just imagine those if they were mocking Noah in his day as he was trying to build the ark, saying, "Noah, you're not going to get many people in that ark. Why, what you're saying doesn't make good sense to us. Who wants to spend a year in an ark like that with a bunch of smelly animals anyway?" Listen, Noah, what you need is a party barge. Now, that'll get people in there. But if Noah had rejected God's plans for that ark and built him a party barge that would appeal to the world, I suspect there would have been more than 8 souls that were on that party barge. But I don't think they would have survived the flood, do you? No, we need to build the church the way that God tells us to build the church. Just like Noah built the ark the way God told him to build the ark. And it's not for us to just do things our way when it comes to the church. No, we need to search the scriptures and do things God's way. This salvation is so important. In the days of Noah, it says in 2 Peter 3, 5 through 7, "For in this they were willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perish. But the heavens and earth, which now are, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." If you wanted to be saved in Noah's day, then it was by grace, faith, obedience, water, and the ark. And if you want to be saved today, it's by grace, faith, obedience, water, and the church. This has been 15 Minutes with the Bible.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.